Welcome to the Certified Skills in AI and Tech podcast, brought to you by Criterion. Criterion is a global leader in assessment solutions, providing software for test development and delivery, as well as test development services for low to high stakes certification programs.
Hey, Will, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
So our first question for you today is, what does Toggle.ai do?
Sure. So Toggle AI, we're about a four-year-old AI company started by ex-hedge fund managers. We're a data analytics platform, basically harnessing the power of AI to scan your portfolio, to scan 40,000 securities globally, whether that's equities, whether that's FX, rates, commodities, over 400 different cryptocurrencies, really scanning all the available data that's out there to try to find out what's moving those positions today and what that can mean for the future price performance of either something you own in your portfolio or something that's on your watch list, whether you're an individual trader, Robinhood user, or a large hedge fund manager or institutional investor.
How does this differ from, I guess, how people used to do it without AI? We think of all the different computer programs and things that are available. You know, what did AI really do to infuse this program?
Yeah, I think a lot of this really was part of the origin story behind Toggle. So Toggle was founded by Jan Szilagyi and Giuseppe Sette, and a few years back, they were the co-chief investment officers at Lombard Odier in Geneva. And like pretty much any large hedge fund manager, they had access to any data set they could possibly want. So they had access to all the research that you see on the market, whether that's alternative data, market structure data. But what they found is humans really, there was a race to get as much data out there, but there was really not the ability to flag what data was interesting. You needed to have a junior quant analyst by your side at all time. And with the rise of AI, that's effectively what they were able to build. And so that's effectively what Toggle is, right? Having that quantitative analyst that's just scanning everything for you, all the data you've accessed, but telling you the data that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, I think it's sort of a game changer, right? I mean, you have all these tools that existed at one point, and then AI comes in and starts doing all this work for people. How did you begin to introduce this product to customers that maybe are a little bit skeptical? They really didn't understand AI, and you know, they're all very strategic about their financial decision making.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, so if you look at the path of Toggle since inception, naturally, when the firm first started, we went out to contacts in the kind of institutional investment community and said, listen, this is a problem we had sitting in the exact same seats that you're sitting in, and this is what we built to solve it. And in fact, our initial investor, the famous hedge fund manager, Stanley Druckenmiller, you know, he's the one who really pushed Jan and Giuseppe to spin out and create the standalone company and bring it to people that really wanted to make better use of the data that they had. So we started with the institutional and hedge fund community. There was a kind of an immediate understanding of the value here, right? The ability to use Toggle as a productivity tool. In the past, just having Bloomberg was enough because you could download all the data from Bloomberg. You could run a few models in Excel to get the answer that you're looking for. But all of a sudden, here was Toggle with this AI copilot that allows you to just click a few buttons and get all that analysis done for you and actually have it being run 24/7 for you without even having to ask. A lot of the hedge fund community, you know, they want to get notifications. They want to get alerts. They say, okay, alert me when the price-to-earnings ratio of a stock is at a certain level or volume is at a certain level, but they still have to figure out what those thresholds are. And with Toggle, it's actually looking and tells you what thresholds you should care about. So it's taking a lot of that work off your plate, making it so much easier for you. What we found, though, is because it's all leveraging AI, Toggle has no human analysts watching the data on a day-to-day basis. So it's incredibly scalable, right? There's an increase in compute power that you obviously need, but you can use this for any type of user. And so what we found was, even if you're running a multi-billion dollar portfolio, you want something intuitive, you want something relatively simple to understand on these alerts or notifications. And so if we can make it simple and intuitive for a large hedge fund manager, we can make it simple and intuitive for a novice investor just getting started. And so our approach from the beginning has been on education, right? We're saying, this is what's happening. This is why it's important. But what we don't do is tell people what to buy or sell. We just tell them what's really interesting. And so they've been able to get comfortable saying, okay, this is a tool for me. This isn't taking the place of my financial advisor. This isn't taking the place of my research process, but it's an incredibly powerful tool to enhance that process.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I think one of the conversations that's constantly taking place is that, you know, AI is taking away jobs and taking away skills from others with the introduction of automating some of these tasks. But then I think about, you know, what is the other side of this? You know, you have this tool that's very easily usable by anybody, right? They, if they have a little bit of knowledge, they can come into the space and generate answers. But then, you know, just like ChatGPT, there's a base level of knowledge that will give you some answers. But how much training and education do you need to provide your customers to really use the tool effectively so it actually becomes a skill that they're using? So if you're working at an investment firm or things like that, you know, you can go in there and get some quick answers, or do you need a little bit of training to really get to the depth of using it more effectively?
It's a great question. I mean, I think what we've found is because our focus is so wide in terms of the types of investors that we serve and the types of users that we have, we've tried to make it as simple as possible. And so really, as long as you have a question about markets, we've built Toggle to be able to answer that question. It still requires a decent amount of understanding of how to navigate the site. We've had about over 100,000 users sign up to the site. We focus quite a bit on our Learn Center, on twice weekly webinars, on podcasts, webinars with our brokerage partners to really ensure people can understand and see how we use it. With the advent of ChatGPT and a lot of this generative AI technology, it's actually really in our sweet spot. Toggle started 4 years ago with the initial concept being type in a question and the Toggle system will spit out an answer. And that's just a productivity tool, right? I remember starting in this business 20 plus years ago, an advisor would call and say, Apple's down 5% today. My client wants to sell. Can you get me some historical data? And there goes my afternoon. I'm helping that advisor because I'm trying to find all the past episodes and give them that information. Now what we're looking to do is just have that advisor or that client directly be able to type it in. And so we can now harness generative AI to just make it incredibly easy to use our software. And so that's coming soon to the site, the ability for you to come in and where in the past you might need a 30-minute demo or a webinar to understand how to use Toggle. Now it's really the ability to just type your questions. And we're really focused on training the generative AI that we're using on just our data, right? So the delivery mechanism is this fantastic kind of ChatGPT functionality that you've seen, but you're not getting the hallucinations. You're not getting the made up answers. You're not getting ambiguous responses, right? If you can do it in our system and our system is only producing vetted market data, those are the answers that you're going to get, but you're going to get it in a very natural sounding way and in a way that you can interact with incredibly easily.
If I might just go a level deeper, as you start looking at the beyond sort of the average user who might be worried about their portfolio and start looking at working with larger and larger firms and accessing other data besides your own and maybe their some of their own proprietary data sets and tying it in with your data. Do you see a role for, you know, maybe not training the ultimate end user, but how about the setup, the architecture, the back end people that need to be able to tie into the systems, tie into architectures, as we see in many software platforms around the world?
Yeah, I think that's going to be critical. I mean, I think looking at what we call, you know, on-premise integrations, and there's a number of them that a lot of large platforms are interested in and that we're working on currently. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. I think our bias is to make sure that the end user has as easy a process as possible. And I think it's going to be on a case by case basis, whether that means that we integrate our data and the way that they access our data into a system that they already use or are comfortable with, or if we're doing kind of a net new software product that they want to spin up and learn how to use and how we get trainers involved on that.
some of that, that as we seem to really an orthogonal example, but to try and emphasize the point is if you look at Salesforce.com, well, about every Salesforce or every sales rep probably has touched it, knows how to use it, can interact with it and get that. But now if you look at the back end and being able to tie it into the other company's data, you have an administrator. And if that administrator doesn't set it up right, if the architect doesn't architect it right, you don't get the right data happening. You don't get the right data sync happening. And in that case, I may lose my contact information, my prospect information. In your world, in your business, if you don't sync that right or you don't have the right data coming in, you're making poor financial decisions and perhaps blowing up somebody's portfolio. So it seemed important that those were done properly by well-trained people.
Correct.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, I think to that point, and this is probably a question for both of you, is like, what do you see as far as the future of creating credentials, micro-credentials, and programs for a younger generation that's coming into the space for the very first time? And, you know, let's say they're a recent graduate and they really want to be in a space when it comes to financial investing, but they don't have the necessary skills to even understand these tools and make the strategic decisions that someone with experience would. You know, how do you really train them in a way to even ask the right questions?
Yeah, I can start with that. I mean, I think we're again, we've seen an incredible rise of what I would call novice investors directly on our platform. We really look at our platform as a way of developing our product because our true kind of business model is working with the very large platforms, so just taking in our data, however they want to display it with their users, and so they keep the user and customer journey. And we're hoping to announce soon kind of a partnership with what I feel is one of the leading groups targeting. Just to your point, right? Novice investors, first-time investors, coming out of high school, college, making those first decisions. And I think the ability for someone using Toggle to start very high level with the simplest to understand kind of financial concepts and see those in practice, understand how they're used, understand what they mean, and then build up that curve. And they, you know, they admit that they expect to see their users graduate to more sophisticated trading programs. The upside is that many of these sophisticated trading programs use Toggle already. But we really focus on the partners that we have, the platforms, the brokerages, to take in our data the way that they felt, you know, has can help their clients the most. And so we spend a lot of time making sure that they see as many use cases as possible. And we just share kind of what we've seen elsewhere and what's been successful.
That overall is a big challenge, Arbaz, as we start looking at all the growth of the AI technology where you can get answers faster. And it really goes back to ed tech and teaching people how to synthesize and integrate information as they're thinking to be able to ask better questions, to be able to do with it with different results. And people are looking at a lot of different, I'll call it performance based testing or applying technology to different scenarios and using an engine like the Toggle engine and giving them scenarios and seeing how they do within those scenarios by taking the information, synthesizing it, and making some decisions, and then having some experts at the other end be able to evaluate how their cognitive skills are in applying tools like this.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a shift in the way people even learn. You know, I think about many of the young people that are in college right now, you know, they get an essay prompt. They immediately take that essay prompt, put it into ChatGPT, get a bunch of references and resources, and they don't necessarily copy. They'll take the information and use what they need to be able to put together their paper. But there's a whole understanding gap in that process because you're sort of taking one piece of information, putting it into an engine, pulling information, but then, you know, when are you actually learning about how to do this stuff independently? And I think that's going to be a very different way to approach the world. I mean, Google shifted the way in the past, and, you know, ChatGPT has just put us into a next level where every professor is just scratching their head, just trying to figure out, you know, how can I actually get the students to engage in the work?
No, that's a great point. I think it's something we spend a lot of time thinking about, because again, when you're talking about investing and you're talking about financial wellness, it's incredibly important. And, you know, we continue to highlight, right, we are not a robo-advisor. We don't make investing decisions. It's really meant to be a productivity tool. How can I really understand the data better? How can I quickly research a stock, cryptocurrency? What do these things mean? And so I think if we can't do our job of explaining what things mean, then it's going to be very difficult for them to take the next step in their financial journey. So it's incredibly important.
My final question to you, Will, is what is the future of AI within your industry? What do you see as some of the trends in the near future and then probably as AI continuously develops and grows?
I mean, I think there is, you know, so much opportunity here. I don't see it as the kind of destroyer of labor value that a lot of people like to say. I think what it really means is if you look at an advisor use case, this allows an advisor to spend way more time with her clients and less time kind of going through PDFs trying to find the relevant information. You know, this allows an advisor to be walking into a meeting and just ask kind of their generative AI, you know, give me everything about Mrs. Brown's portfolio that I need to know, or if she has this question, let's just get the answer right there on the spot. So it's an incredible productivity tool. I think it's going to enhance the way, you know, people consume information about investments. I think right now what you have is a lot of people, you know, are trading based on what they see on YouTube or they see on social media or they see on Reddit. And maybe they're not making the best investment decisions. And so they see something that says, oh, this stock has never been cheaper. They can do a quick check now, right? They don't have to go and look at data that seems complicated or difficult to understand. They can do a quick check and say, you know, what is the PE of this stock and what has that meant historically? And they can get the actual vetted objective performance data rather than having to rely on someone. And so then that starts to build up their investing acumen. They start to figure out what they can trust, and they can trust kind of market data and do things the right way. So I think it's going to be very exciting. I think, you know, there's some great papers out recently that, you know, nobody recognized the power of what Netflix could be when we had unbelievably slow internet speeds, right? And so I think nobody recognizes just how exciting AI can mean from a financial perspective. But I think the way to harness it the right way, the way to make sure your clients here can use it the right way, understanding how it can be explained, making sure that compliance is comfortable. I think the companies that have always done right by their clients will figure out a way to harness AI and are figuring out ways to harness AI in the right way. So I expect them to continue to be successful.
That's interesting as I look at and talking to some other industries. And I know there's some discussion in industries looking at psychologists and that you would be able to train a generative AI to actually consult with the person where they put in their systems, where they're feeling, and be able to look at all the different psychological factors, be able to profile who they are and provide some advice back. Now you have to decide whether a chat AI person, if you will, can do that, or do you put that hands in the hands of a professional psychologist? And we get into our questions before, how do you train that person to be able to use that information? But it leads me more to thinking about, well, can I put Warren Buffett in a box? And in a way of, well, what's his, not him per se, but he had a particular investment strategy. And then can you take that and start creating personas, if you will, and using AI to have investment strategies that might mirror something or a particular philosophy, those or trends and times when you're in a down economy, up economy, expansion, contraction, the types of things you can do, that it can start suggesting and getting more personal as well as pulling all this information in. So do you see that as a part of your direction, or would that be someone using your service and then building something on top of that?
I think that that's part of our direction. I think what we can bring, you know, early criticisms, and again, it's crazy to think that we're probably in month three or four of talking about all this generative AI, but
yeah.
Early criticisms have been that the that there's no tie to current market data, that there's no connection to kind of personalized advice. And so that's what, because we've spent so long on this, we feel like we've got a tremendous advantage because, again, we're connected to your portfolio. So we are giving you personalized advice based on what you own or based on what you have on your watch list. I think if you look at, you know, there's been very few people have been able to beat the market over the long term, right?
Right.
But I think where the value really lies for all investors is a better understanding of the market. You can have the AI keep you honest, keep you kind of tied to your investment strategy, right? Be able to show you, listen, this is what you've opted in on. This is the style that you're tracking. Your decision to go on some meme stock doesn't make sense here because in the past, this is what it would have done to your portfolio. And so just having that context, I think, is going to be clear. But we see it. We've got a number of people here saying we produce a million research pages a week. Nobody reads it all. Can we train your engine on our research so you give just kind of one paragraph summaries of all of that? Can you start to give us a better export kind of for all the work that we're doing? We're not going to change the work that we're doing, but we're going to make it more accessible. So I think there's an unlimited amount of directions that we can go. I think as long as it kind of stays true to the core mission of just making data make more sense and making it more digestible, I think we're going to be involved with that.
Awesome. I mean, this is all very interesting stuff. I mean, you know, every day I wake up and I'm like, you know, something new with AI and something new for professors to scratch their head and figure out how can they actually train a younger generation to understand some of these things. And, you know, to Buzz's point about Warren Buffett's, you know, investing strategy, that'd be very interesting to go into toggle.ai and be like, you know, what would Warren Buffett do in this situation, right? Because a lot of these influencers and people, I think many young people look up to them for financial information. And we talked about social media. TikTok has been very influential amongst young people in shaping the way they invest. They have no idea about a certain stock or anything besides their favorite influencer has been promoting it. And then you all of a sudden you have, you know, millions of people investing in something they have no idea about beyond the point that this influencer has been talking about it. And there's some regulations that are taking place now on social media to protect that. But at the end of the day, it's an influencer's suggestion. And this is the culture that we're in. So it's going to be interesting to see that transition to a knowledge based approach versus an influencer based approach.
Right. No, it's a great idea. I mean, I think you could imagine Toggle saying, you know, what would Warren Buffett do here? And say, well, the last eight times we saw the market perform here, these were the types of companies that he purchased. You can do that today, but it takes 4 to 5 hours of research. But right, imagine doing that point and click, or imagine as a content producer being able to shoot that out to their clients on a daily basis, saying, hey, this happened today. By the way, it took me 10 minutes to get this data for you. So I think I'm a much bigger fan of that approach than the TikTok approach.
Yeah, exactly. Although it'd be interesting to see how the regulators want to get involved, and could generative AI cause a market run on a particular stock or industry or something like that, where, you know, we just recently saw the run on Silicon Valley Bank, where an influencer, Peter Thiel, tells his portfolio companies they ought to consider moving their cash out to someplace else because he didn't like what they were doing. And that went viral. Everybody moves their money, and now suddenly one of the strongest banks in Silicon Valley is now kaput.
Yeah, no, I think the CEO of Citi said it. You know, it's a different game when you have a much more connected, wired society. And so yeah, I think we've got to celebrate the advantages and just be very cognizant of what those negative externalities could end up being.
Yeah, fascinating world.
It is.
Well, we appreciate your time, Will. This is all very interesting stuff. I mean, you know, Criterion, maybe Buzz, if you can highlight just a little bit about some of the work that we're doing here at Criterion, just for the audience,
From a Criterion standpoint, we're working with technology companies, certainly on AI ourselves and how we apply it, but also in looking at how they can train and then take that training and certify that the people that come out have the actual knowledge that they do have by taking a testing program that is psychometrically sound and able to ascertain whether they have the knowledge they need to have to do that job. So we work with quite a variety of technology companies, some of the largest in the world, to be able to help them put together their certification programs.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate your time, Will, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Yeah, thank you both for the time. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Will.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certified Skills in AI and Tech podcast, brought to you by Criterion, where we provide platforms, software, and test development and delivery services for certification programs.